Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagmardenoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, Hi, hello. Hope everyone's all right out there. Hope you're having a lovely little time. How are you, Rosie?
I'm good, actually.
Yeah? Get slagged off there. You didn't see husband or lover or anything stupid
or
anything nasty.
We're getting on all right at the minute.
We're having a nice little time.
We're doing all right.
We had a little one of them,
you know, them relationship chats that you have to have every now and again. Had one of them the other day and it's worked a treat.
You kind of do, don't you?
It's important to chat.
I suppose. Because we're chatting on here, but there is some stuff that you wouldn't chat about. Because people always do that thing where they go, is anything off limits? And you go, fucking loads of stuff. Absolutely fucking loads of stuff is off limits on here. I mean, don't get us wrong. We'll probably share a lot more than most people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But yeah. But I'm all good. That annoying thing that I was filming that is actually really good. It's going to be an amazing show, but took a fuckload of time. Is done.
Yep.
So I'm back home
for
the week.
Yep.
Podcasting
thank God
is
for that.
Full-time job again.
Absolutely sick of having the kids on my own.
Yeah, you were.
To the point where...
I want to say you handled it like a trooper and handled it really well and stoically and sort of silently. You didn't. You were a fucking dick. You were a nightmare. Every time I phoned you, it was like I was ringing you and you were in a trench during a war. And
that's how it felt.
Bullets going,
Mayday. This is going to sound terrible, but there's times when I think, you know, like if we split up or something like that, I'd go, right, okay, well, fair enough. I'd be gutted in that, but I'd be fine. I'd cope. Mm. I don't think I would. Honestly, need the extra pair of hands.
Again, I've said, when you hear someone gets, I'm sure I've said it on here, when you hear someone gets divorced, have I said this? When they get divorced and you go, oh, yeah, she won. Or you see it in an American movie and you go, oh, she won, yeah. Yeah, she got sole custody of the kids. He goes, yeah, fucking you won. You won, mate. Every other weekend. You, it's the way. Congratulations.
No, don't, because actually, if it did happen and I only got to see the kids every other weekend, I would be sad. So I've got a lot of sympathy for that. But then at the same time,
again,
it
it's relative. It's relative. Sometimes people who, like, you know, can you remember that time I called Robin a dick on Twitter for a laugh? I was like, he cried for his bottle. I went downstairs, did his bottle while he was screaming. This is when he was a baby. And then
I think it was twat, actually.
Yeah, I was like, I put the bottle in his mouth, fell straight asleep, won't drink it. What a twat. And then people were like tweeting and it's going, you shouldn't say that. It's a miracle. But it's relative. It's all fucking relative. But what I do like is when other people do it. So I know I did enjoy it at the mini golf the other week when that person was slagging the kids off. And I did enjoy it. Our friends came to our house the other day and Vicky walked onto the doorstep and said to me as I was letting her in, she went, I'm just having one of them days where I just don't know why I had kids. And I went, come on in. You've come to the right place. And we all have them days. You love your kids, but we all have them days. But listen, it's episode 190.
That's exciting. Why is it exciting?
I don't know, because it's like rolling on
10
towards
off 200.
200.
What should we do? Should we do something good?
No, we said that for a number. Remember for 100, we're like, we'll do something amazing. We'll film it. And then we just went, well, episode 100, we've done fuck all. Here's your usual fucking plate of gruel and you'll enjoy it.
we're shit at like the back planning. Let's do something good. Episode 200. Let's definitely do a plonkcast.
Let's do a plonkcast live on an open top bus while going through the streets of Newcastle.
Could we?
No, I've already gone off it. Annoyingly, I thought you'd immediately say no. And now that you, well, I could work. I'm like, well, yeah, possibly, but it would be the worst thing.
We should do. I mean, I know we're doing the tour, which is like obviously like a live podcast. But should we do one where we just kind of let like a select or like 50 people come and listen to the podcast?
What, in person?
Yeah.
No, it's really weird.
Like, you know when
Is this how you start your swingers club? Just 50 years come and it's just the podcast. Oh, we're doing it again. Bring your car keys, put them in the bowl. Oh, just 5 people now.
Would you pack? No, I'm absolutely not going to be a swinger. But you know when Jessie J, she always does these little one-off gigs where there's only a few people and I'm like, how did they get them tickets?
Right, yeah.
Because I want to go.
Ed Sheeran does them now and then as well, like private gig.
But how do you know about that? How do people find out about shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to be in the know.
Yeah.
But then they'd go out to state and I'd go, I can't.
It's what? Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm full of ideas, mate. I'm always full of like, oh, yes, let's book this day out. Going out next week. I can't be asked.
God, yeah.
Can't be asked.
As soon as I text the lads to ask them to do something, when they say they can do it, I'm automatically like, oh, I wish I hadn't sent
that. Yeah, I know. Gutted.
I'll go back in time. I'm just lazy. But I don't know. No, do you know what? We're definitely not doing anything special. We're just going to do it.
Oh, fuck, right. Okay, we've gone a full circle here. We might do an Instagram post.
Oh, God.
A story.
Remember Instagram Lives? Remember we did that Instagram Live for the Mother's Meeting thing that you did and read out the raffle tickets for about 4 hours?
Yeah, and Robin woke up halfway through.
Oh,
so
God.
I had to stop.
That was one of the worst things ever. What the fuck were we thinking? I don't know how a phone battery's lasted. Anyway, listen, it is episode 190. Make of that what you will. In 10 episodes, what'll happen? Probably nothing. However, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. We hope you're all right and well and happy wherever you are. And it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait. This week's
sponsor is something everyone can relate to, I think. This week's sponsor is from when you're about 16 all the way up until you're 36. I don't know why. This week's sponsor is buying condoms. Why is it so mortifying? Why did I go to the shop to buy some condoms the other day?
Stop telling people terrified. That sometimes we'll have sex.
What are you talking about? We haven't had sex. I've been making balloons.
Oh, right.
Making balloon animals.
Just get the fucking snip.
Listen.
Hurry.
Listen to me.
Stop cancelling your vasectomy. He's had three of them and he's cancelled all three of them.
I've had three vasectomy consultations booked in and life and work and things happen. Right?
Yeah.
And you...
Well,
again,
can we just say here, though? Mm, sorry, no, I don't... Well, I kind of mean to interrupt you. People are going to be like, what do you mean consultations? He's not doing the NHS route. He's going private.
Well, because I know...
Because he doesn't want to sit in the waiting room
I'm not being
and
flash.
Have the piss taken out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone listening, right? I am not going to a fucking a normal NHS hospital. Nothing. I love them. They'd probably do a better job, to be fair. But I am not sitting in the waiting room with all of you fuckers who listen to this, taking photos of us going, ah, she got you to do it, did she? I'm literally
going... But
they'll
be having them as well.
I am going into that vasectomy place. Like, you know when a murderer gets taken into court and they've got him handcuffed and they've got a coat over his head so no one can take a photo. Mm. I'll be getting muscled in like that by two security. It's going to cost me a fortune.
But the thing is, though, I think you forget where you live.
Yeah.
Because we live in this weird world at the minute where actual private and not private merge into one.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll probably, you're thinking that you're not going to see anyone. There's going to be people there.
Everyone with private help, they all send you to the NHS anyway because it's fucking amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
So listen, right?
I don't think you're going to get away with it. But anyway, I've
booked three consultations, right? And I've had to cancel all three of them. First of all, stuff happened, life and things like that. Also, what you always do is, oh, can you do that? No, I've got that this afternoon. Oh, well, you've got that concert. When did you book that? I fucking told you. I told you when
I booked it.
Right? I always tell you when I book it, right? Do you know how embarrassing it is falling up three times and cancelling your consultation?
It's the same guy.
Rosie, it's the same guy as Peter on the phone. Rosie, it's the same guy as Peter on the phone. And I genuinely went from the third time. I went, I'm not scared, you know, mate. Yes. No word of a lie, right? I went, I'm not scared. Like, I'm not frightened. I'm just, like, life and
right,
I'm busy.
Can
he went,
I
no
just
problem,
genuinely,
sir.
Right, okay. Because I promise you, we do actually talk. Well, no, we don't talk that much off this podcast. But do you honestly want it done? Do you genuinely... Are you like 100% positive you don't want any more kids?
I definitely don't want any more kids.
What if I died? Would you want them with someone else?
Who?
I'm trying to think of a really, really shit.
Is she gonna be amazing and the best person I've ever met? And then when she has kids, she turns into a bit of a cunt. Because that's gonna happen again. If that's gonna happen again.
Again?
I'm out.
No, do you know what it is?
I'm joking.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to give you two scenarios, right?
Yeah.
The first scenario is...
Right.
She is, like, shit. She doesn't out.
Right.
She can't be arsed.
Yeah.
She doesn't really want much with the kids.
Right.
You're going to end up doing everything,
I thought you said you died.
Okay.
This is just you in a wig.
Funny guy.
It's just you in a wig and a pair of glasses.
Second
Hello. My name is Mr. Burns. Okay, Mr. Burns, what's your first name? I don't know.
Second scenario is she can just do everything. Yeah. She's a multitasker. You do nothing with that kid. You literally come in, hire a couple of trains on a train set, wipe her nose, and that's it.
And she does everything else.
She does everything
and everything's
else.
Done, house is clean, kids are fed, the lot.
Yeah.
I'm not marrying
Would
your
you mom. Would you have another one?
I'm not marrying your mum.
You can fuck off.
You've literally don't described even, the two women you've
shit.
Described here.
Are you kidding us?
The two women you've described as your mum and yourself. And
so bad. So
I'm totally
bad.
Joking. I'm totally joking.
Yeah, you're talking to Sandra now when she can give them back. Not back in the day. Back in the day, my mum. Ugh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. Thank you for really dragging the podcast down by saying, what if I died? Great chat. Love how much you bring that
you've,
up.
You've
really
genuinely
weird.
Got to talk about it.
Okay.
You've got to talk about these things because getting a vasectomy is quite a big thing.
I'm 36. I don't want any more kids.
Right. Okay, then. Well, then stop cancelling your appointment.
Stop making us cancel it. It's what? It's you.
Right.
Why have you done that? What? At the same time, we've got to pick the kids up.
Oh,
yes,
right,
the guy's
yes.
only got certain
every time, you were going, it was meant to be pick-up time.
Got certain
office
hours.
Do you know what it is? I'm really lazy. And if I can get out of going to pick Robin up from school, I will do anything to do that. So.
Well, you can go and buy the condoms because I'm sick of it, right? Woman in Morrison's thinks I'm a pervert.
No, she doesn't.
You had to buy. I bought so many extra things to hide them and cover them up, you know. And then when I put them on a conveyor belt, I think I put chicken dippers over the top of the box, and then she beeped them and threw them down, and I like grabbed them, like threw them in the box straight away. I was like, I don't know what.
You bought a very big box. It was very presumptuous of you. I seen it when I was unpacking the shop, and I was like, ugh, vomit. And then secondly, why is there so many?
It came. It was actually I could buy like the normal box or the slightly bigger box, or this was an extra one, and it's got wheels and a handle. And I just wheeled it out.
I seen a great meme the other day.
Oh, class.
Talk about memes.
Yeah.
What is it? It was just some lass and she said, the best way to make a lad wear a condom is talk about how much you want children.
Brilliant. I don't get, I've never understood blokes who don't want to wear them. I've never understood. Doesn't bother me. Hey, you last longer?
Oh, Jesus.
You last longer? Without one.
Said like a true squirter.
Honestly, without one, honestly, you're looking at it like, oh, no! Thanks, bye. Shower time.
Can we not talk about this anymore? Oh,
okay. Let's talk about you dying again.
Yeah, that'll cheer all up. Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Should Chris Get a Vasectomy?
Oh, God. Fucking right. Saga, this vasectomy saga. Honestly, it's gone on like bloody Lord of the Rings.
The crazy thing is, once you get it done, we're going to have to let everyone know.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of them things. So.
Again. Well, there's my open top bus tour again. I'll do that again.
Do your next tour. Actually, you're never going on tour ever again.
Yeah,
so.
I am. Yeah, I'm getting a book in now. I'm going to do that when I get me vasectomy. Like when a football team wins the league and they go open top two around their city. I'll be like, around Shields. I did it, guys. I did it. Loads of blokes going, he's so brave.
Spunking on everyone going, you'll not get pregnant. Snout in it. If you get a vasectomy and summing and wear that tiny little percentage that gets pregnant,
there's
still
a chance.
Fucking seething.
There's still a chance after you get a vasectomy.
I think so, yeah. A very, very small chance.
I don't like the sound of this. Mm-hmm. I don't like the sound of this. Anyway, listen.
But I don't want to be insensitive because, you know, I sometimes just feel like it's a bit insensitive when we talk about stuff like that, about not wanting people try really hard to have babies. And I know many people.
I know, and it's all relative. I know. All relative.
But it's such a hard thing. Look when we had the miscarriage.
Yeah, horrendous.
Yeah.
It was awful. Do you know what we've never talked about, actually, right? Mm. If you bring the mood down, I'll bring the mood down with you.
Let's bring the mood down.
Yay! Just for a minute. What we never talked about is when we had the miscarriage.
Yeah.
And then we tried and tried and tried, and then you got pregnant with Rafe. Mm. You had to go into that scan on your own. I wasn't allowed in.
Oh,
COVID
times. Because of lockdown.
So you had to go into that room where there's no fucking signal, and I had to sit outside in the car.
Mm.
And then you sent us a photo of the scan. Mm-hmm. But obviously, because when we went for the miscarriage scan, it was just an empty screen, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I still think about that. I could burst into tears thinking about that.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's quite sad if we're bringing the mood down.
Yeah.
There's so many ladies who had to have babies on their own, their first babies during lockdown.
Terrifying.
And their partners were literally only allowed in for like the pushing. I just, I've got so much sympathy and like, and I just think it must have been so hard because weirdly, with Rafe being our second, when you left after an hour, quite glad.
Brilliant.
It was quite nice to have a bit of time. He was there, but they don't do much at that age. It was quite nice. Yeah. I stayed in an extra night because I was like, I would rather not go home.
Yeah.
Because them two get on my fucking tits.
Yeah. And then obviously 10 days, but when he was 10 days old, because I'm a team player, I broke my ankle.
Yes, you did, yeah.
So
still,
you had to
still never really forget. That's when it still went a bit really south, healed. Wasn't it?
What?
My
ankle.
What relationship? Oh, you're right.
Relationship will never heal and the ankle still sometimes gives us a
that
bit of
chip. That was a bad point in our relationship.
Oh,
that
God,
was,
yeah.
That was bad times.
Second baby, C-section, lockdown,
broken ankle.
Fucking horrible.
Fuck.
That was God that was almighty.
Bad. That was bad.
Yeah, that was all of them, that, wasn't it?
Bad times. Anyway, we're all right now.
Well, if I want to bring the mood back up, what I did was I elected to sleep downstairs with Rafe so you could get some sleep, but I didn't sleep. I just sat and played on Call of Duty Zombies all night, and then I slept during the day to make lockdown go quicker.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
I know.
Best couple of days of my life. That was a couple of weeks.
Clever.
Yeah. Well, then you caught on and went, actually, this is mental. I went, ah, she's fucking, she's caught on. Honestly, winning streaks on Zombies have never been the same since.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh, you fucking cunt?
Oh, Jesus.
God, I'm sorry.
Sorry to anyone listening to that on a speaker in the house. Crikey. Sorry. Crikey.
Do you not sometimes just love dropping this way?
Oh, I love swearing.
Oh, I'm sorry, don't you? I'm sorry, because that's
No, I'm not sorry. I've said it, you know, if you're offended by swearing, you're the worst.
It's lush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking... fuck you! Oh, it makes you feel better.
It's cathartic. It's beautiful.
Vibrated off my lip then. It was weird.
Something vibrated off your lip.
It was quite sexy.
Was it now?
Should I go get the condoms? It wasn't that sexy. Don't bleed, God.
Bring the condoms.
Oh, no. I'm
beep, beep, beep.
I'm so poorly. I've got
a
headache.
Back them in, lads. Back them in.
I can't. I just can't.
Oh, God. Good stuff.
Put some lipstick on.
Yeah. You look like a prostitute. What's your beef?
What is my beef with you?
Yeah.
It's probably a bit ridiculous, but at the minute, we've got the decorators coming in and they're going to do some painting for them.
Mm-hmm.
I keep asking you your opinion, and you don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. You don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. And it fucks me off that you don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you do have an opinion and it doesn't match mine.
Wow.
And I just want to...
Wow. Wow.
If you're going to have an opinion, just agree with what I've picked.
Can everyone just pause for a moment? And really just deconstruct what they've just heard there. What this fucking dictator, to use the person who'd slagged their kid off last, what this tyrannical dictator has just said to me is, when the decorators or the people come round and ask your opinion, just agree with what I say.
Yeah.
Right? And that, stop. Saying I don't have an opinion is exactly the same as agreeing with what you say.
But it would just be nice if you... It's like your involvement that I want.
But you don't?
Don't want your opinion.
But you fucking don't?
I just want your involvement. I want you to go, oh, that's lovely, that.
Right, well, I will when it's done.
Yeah.
You're a fucking mate. You're absolutely... You've actually lost your mind.
I know, a little bit. But then at the same time, you're the one who's... We don't need it done. Oh,
no,
why
no.
are you doing it?
I just don't want it done. I just don't want it done.
But then we sit there and it's done and you go, oh, this is... Look at this. This is beautiful. And I go, do you know the hoops I had to jump through to get here with you?
The hoops. Hoops. All right, love, where do you want it? There. What colour do you want it? That one, yeah. Oh, is your husband now? What does your husband think? Oh, he's agreed with me. Boom, done. Shut up, man. How dare you?
Sorry.
Check your privilege. Check your...
privilege?
Yeah.
Privilege?
I've got beef for you.
Oh, come on then.
My beef with you is we've got a water filter now, a little water filter for the fridge.
Yeah.
Something's happened with the fucking tap. I don't know what it is. There's a heating pipe close to the... cold water comes out hot and it's doing me tits in, right? Got a little water filter, right? Mm-hmm. You never fill a water filter up. I've seen I've seen you take that jug up and fill a bath with the fucker and then not put any water back in it, right?
Don't believe
yourself with it like you're a flame, right? It's like a music video.
Oh, you're not on stage now.
You're pouring it all over. It's a form of a stage. There's an audience. And you're not on stage. By the way, you're not on stage now. That's the worst fucking... That is route one crack, by the way. That is...
What do you mean?
That is when I first started stand-up. I did a couple of gigs. A few people heard I did stand-up. And then I said something funny in the pub. And one of the lads goes, you know, on stage now. That is route one. That is page number one of the social heckler's handbook.
It's true,
I'm flabbergasted.
You're not on stage now.
Great. I'm always on stage. You won't fill the water up.
No.
Right?
I just don't think you need to do it every single time.
Yeah, you do. Whatever you take out, put back in.
About six glasses out of that jug.
Yes. But when you get a glass out, just put a glass back in.
No. Who lives like that?
People who want a fucking jug of water in the fridge.
Because then it's too full. You always have it full to the brim, and it's hard to pour.
It's not.
It actually comes from a different bit.
It comes from a different bit. The bit in the top, it can't come out as it's pouring. You're wrong.
It's too full.
It'll just sit it'll just sit in the top bit. It'll sit in the top bit, it won't come through. But guys, this was the pathetic bit, right? I caught her doing it. She fucking poured herself with 6 pints of water. And then I went, what are you doing? I went, you need to fill it up. And she went, what? No, I don't. And I went, you do? And you went, can you remember? You went, every time. I went, yes, every time. Do you know what she said? She went, well, I don't want to use it then. She put it on the bench and walked off. Like a teenager.
No, and I don't want to use it.
Brilliant.
To the point where I don't. Warm water is probably better for my sensitive teeth anyway.
Warm water, actually, to be fair, absorbs quicker in your body.
It does. Cold water helps you lose weight, though.
Right. Well, look, if you don't want to use it, don't use it. That can be my jug. And you can go and drink out the fucking toilet, right?
This is where we just differ so much, because there's nothing laid back about you at all. And I sometimes think, he's got to be about something. I'm like, there's got to be something that he's a bit chilled about, right? But then we'll buy a water jug and I realise that it's just everything.
Right.
I can't live a life where... So now, every time I have a glass of water, I've got to fill the fucking back every time.
Because you've took some out.
But why can't I have three? Why can't I have three glasses of water, right? In the morning, I probably have about three glasses of water.
What if I want to have three?
And then there's none left?
I am here because I see you filling it.
I have one, you have one, right? And then we'll fill it. And then you have one, I have one, then we'll fill it. Not after every... Why after every... I'm actually going to cry. This is how much you've got us frustrated.
Right.
Why can't you just be...
First of all, if you're going to cry, cry into the filter and we'll use them as well. No, I can't be, because it's the wrong way.
Listen,
and I'll tell you right
now.
It's
just nothing. He's not chill about anything.
See, this is it, right?
He's always got to use the coaster. He has to fill up the fucking... You can't leave the fridge open for longer than 10 seconds.
You. You.
God. Somebody call. What's his fucking face who does all the global warming stuff? Someone ring them, because I'm obviously ruining the fucking planet. Opening the fridge for longer than 10 bastard seconds.
You open the fridge and do a sponsored water on the kitchen. I've seen nothing like it.
Because it's just a cupboard. Well, I'm busy.
It's not a cupboard.
I'm not a cupboard. I'm so busy.
Greta Thunberg is furious
with
you.
No, that's not her who I was thinking of.
All right, well, it sort of would have worked in the joke.
Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe.
Here's the thing,
he's
right?
He's into all that.
Here's the thing.
Sorry, Leo.
He's definitely listening. People.
I'll still put your blob on.
Ring me. Connor, Leo's here. Get the cup. Beep. Listen. What? People who claim to be laid back. People have done this to me my whole life. Why aren't you chill about anything? No, I'm chill about stuff. I'm just not chill when some fucking prick is doing things wrong and making it. What? It's selfish. Yeah, it's selfish, because there's no water for anywhere else. And it's people. Yeah. Let's finish.
Let me just say, I would never leave it empty.
You left it empty on the bench yesterday. You said it needed cleaning and you just left it on the bench. I had to clean it. You left it on the bench. It was there for 4 hours. I counted. See, people who are fucking lazy, selfish, ignorant pricks always claim to be laid back. Dear listener, do you have this in your life? Do you have someone who... It's students do it a lot. It's like, oh man, why aren't you chill? Why am I not chill? Because there's a fucking bin bag in the corner. We're playing buckaroo with the fucker. That's why I'm not chill. That's a uni thing. That was horrible. Do you know what I mean? Just be chill. Just do your fucking dishes and I'll be chill. I'm chill about loads of things.
Tell me something that you are chilled out.
Tell you what, I'm not chilled when I'm being repressed. Being oppressed by someone, that's when I'm not chilled.
Mind all of that, still my biggest bugbear with you ever, right? You're literally Hitler.
Can you not call us Hitler?
It's like living with Hitler. No, it's not. Still, though, the thing I will never understand, you can just leave an unmade bed. I don't get that. Right. Don't get it. Wow. So, one thing that I'm like, Why can't you just be chilled? Because I love a made bed.
Why can't you just be chilled and relaxed about that?
I just don't understand.
Yeah. See, works both ways.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely quite thirsty.
Right, because we're talking about water loads.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Toilet's over there. I'll lap it up.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Ew, why are you so disgusting?
Ick. That changes slightly every week. But yes, love the icks. Come on, bring them on.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I am away on a girls' weekend in Magaluf.
Oh.
In brackets, yes, we are 32. Yes, I have two kids. Yes, it was the cheapest deal. And yes, we were in bed by 10 on our first night.
Listen, you fucking enjoy yourselves, exactly, lasses. Don't mate. You worry about a thing.
Magaluf, shagger scruff. Is that still a thing?
Don't know. I think scruff's a bit offensive, but whatever. Fair enough.
Who knows anymore? I don't know anymore.
Who cares anymore?
Nah.
Shagger muff?
Well, yeah.
But that'll be the boy version.
Him. Yeah, if you want to.
Shagger muff. Hopefully that muff would be attached to a human woman.
Mm.
Because just a muff on its own. I mean, where have you found that?
I don't know what's happened. It's just all gone a little bit.
I think we need to slightly apologise for all the shouting earlier as well.
Wasn't there? Yeah, sorry about that. We got a bit intense, but genuinely, least chilled out man you'll ever meet.
Let's not start this again.
Do you remember all of the different names that for like places abroad?
No.
Isn't there not? No?
What is this?
I don't know. I'm getting it mixed up because shagger scruff. But then when someone's 11 a reef.
Oh, 11 a reef. That's always fun. That whoever came up with 11 a reef, I genuinely find it to be one of the best jokes. Like, yeah, not that you'd hear from a professional comic on stage. One of the best sort of society jokes ever.
If I'm ever on stage, I'll use it.
Great. Hack. Yeah. Boo! Heard it!
If you don't know what it is, so... it's basically the way to describe someone who's just, you know, if you say, oh, I got one of them things, and they're like, oh, I've had one for 10 years.
Yeah, someone who basically brags and always is better than you. Yeah, if you went to Tenerife, they'd go to 11 a reef. Yeah.
Very
Again,
clever.
Whoever came up with Very that joke, clever. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, let's hear about this ick. Anyway,
yeah.
I was minding my own business, floating in the pool, when a guy caught my eye. What? What's funny?
She didn't see swimming. She's just floating. What's she doing?
She's on a holiday.
Like a corpse.
She's not swimming.
Face down in the water. What?
She's probably on a lilo.
Yes, but it's just really like she's
floating in the pool.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'm allowed to laugh at it because she didn't say I was on my lilo in the pool or I was swimming in the pool or I'm chilling in the pool. She said I'm floating like a turd. It's just a very... It's just a really funny way to explain what you're doing. How was your holidays? God, just floated in the pool all the time. Like a fucking leaf.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think it was that funny, but, I got it. She's minding her own business, floating in the pool. Like you say, like a turd. Like
and
a
I got
turd.
Sucked into the filter. It was terrifying.
So she's noticed a guy caught my eye.
Mm.
He was putting chapstick on his lips. Yeah. Not an ick by itself, but he was pursing his lips. The way that you would put your lips to blow a whistle and then was repeatedly just rubbing the chapstick around his lips for ages. Do you know what? I don't always agree with the icks, but I have to agree with this one. Have you watched blokes put lip like?
It's horrible. I don't know. I don't know how women make putting lipstick on look so just bump done.
You put it on, and honestly, it's fucking vile.
Thanks, man.
Vile.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do you. It's so odd.
Sorry, we're not fucking professionals at the thing that you do every fucking day. No, we're not very good at it. I never put stuff on my lips, but again, in this guy's defense, the poor guy's lips are probably burning. It's probably sun chapstick stuff.
Nah, he'll be putting it on. He'll be blowing it like this.
Yeah, we all know how he's doing it.
Just tying it all
there.
Over.
Yeah.
He'll have it up above his lips. It'll be all over his top lip and on his bottom lip.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can just see it. It actually makes us feel a little bit sick.
I get it. I do understand.
Horrible.
Yes, I get it. But again, it's sensible sun protection that he's doing here.
I'm not saying don't use it. I think men should use lip balm, and I think it's a good thing, but the way he's put it on, fuck me, horrible.
Right, here we go, lads. So everyone who wants a bit lip balm on, you know, if your lips are dry or hurting or something, or you know you're in the sun, just what we're going to do is we're going to go to a fucking some kind of underground bunker miles away from every woman and put it on, and then we'll all come back up.
No, watch a YouTube video. Watch a YouTube video.
I was around the pool and this guy was watching a YouTube video.
Not around the pool. Do it before you go.
Do it before you go,
in your bed, under your covers. No one's
going to
see
you. Lads, I am going to release a YouTube video showing lads how to put lipstick, lip balm stuff on. Properly.
I'll help you.
Right, here it goes. There we go. I'll do that.
Right, I'll explain it now.
Come on then.
Instead of like, watch a woman put lipstick on. We don't like sing your lips. Like bloody,
lips.
What, the crab off the fucking mermaid. We don't... So bad, like, kiss the girl. Yeah. There's none of that. You actually kind of put your teeth like that. Yeah, you put your teeth underneath your lips
and then you put it on.
All right, okay.
Not cutting out, it's kind of inward, yeah.
Right, okay, so we're there we go, lads, we're doing it wrong. Don't purse your lips and do it, because that is, it's what's it called? It's narrowing the surface area.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is stretch them, yes. Put your teeth in your lips.
Not too and, much, though, stretch them a bit. That's
oh, there we go,
itself.
You kind of do it.
And actually, you know just fucking, just have chapped lips and get on with your life.
Brilliant, yeah, just get your lips sunburned, you loser. Shut up, man. You are so horrible. Women are awful, honestly. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do my own podcast where blokes just like message in and just say how class we all are.
Good luck with that. There's fucking loads.
How class we all are. No, there's only one podcast and I'm going to bait the second ever podcast.
All right, great.
I was just one. Oh, I'll do the second. Nah, actually, I can't be awesome. One's enough. We've got another ick?
I've got loads. You got another one?
Come on then. Right, well, okay. Yeah, but this is for someone else. You're not just going to list things you don't like about me.
No, good. This is, there was no sort of like, hello, Rosie. It was just very much, yeah.
Love it.
Ick. Men filing their nails. Use clippers or never have sex with me ever again. You actually can't do anything. I don't mind that one, actually. The guy finally, I get it.
I used to file my nails.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I used to when I was, it's going to sound really, I must have been, 13 or 14, and I used to I didn't like clippers. I was scared of them, and I used to file my nails.
The full thing.
Maybe I'd file them all the way down.
Do you know this about me?
Do I know what?
Like filing nails makes me feel physically sick.
Well, does everyone know that I used to have to clip your nails for you when we first got together?
Everyone does know that.
Well, I had to clip.
No, they must know. We've mentioned it before.
We must have. I had to clip your nails, and it was like worse than clipping the children's nails.
Yeah.
Because you were like, and I had to. It was really weird. I had to get a hand in like a headlock, and she had to face the other way and pretend it wasn't happening, and I had to clip your nails.
Yeah.
Pathetic, that, by the way.
I've just got this weird sort of phobia with nails, and it makes us feel ill.
Yeah. You're lucky I stayed with you. That was genuinely sad. But yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with lads filing the nails.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Got a bit Lip of raggy, raggy little nail.
No,
better
absolutely
than biting your nails is fucking disgusting, by the way.
It is a bit.
So there you go. Dealt with.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the pews.
We're not going to go public, but you just went, cues from the pews. Okay, fair enough. We're changing everything up.
Yeah.
Time for questions for the public.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just wanted to send in a little confession that I've only admitted to my husband, but thought it would fit well with the theme of smelly, mouldy cum rag.
Brilliant.
So many people have sent stuff in about the smelly, mouldy cum rag. I didn't think it would be that popular.
So we've now basically became, strangely, a kind of hypothetical cum rag to mop up everyone's
cum rag stories. Well, yeah. Once upon a time, probably about 100 episodes ago, if not more, it was all about the toenails. Remember, toenails was a big thing. I've got a toenail story.
Yeah.
It seems to be smelly, mouldy cum rags, but this is, I don't know, this isn't really smelly, mouldy cum rag, but...
Come on then.
Anyway, it's pretty rank.
Let's go.
When I was 17, attended college and was on the brink of exploring my sexual awakening. Just before I became a slug.
I'm glad you did that for comical effect rather than just, yeah.
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 I had not discovered sex toys yet and decided one afternoon, I don't think anyone's discovered sex toys at 17. Maybe nowadays, fuck knows.
I don't know, but again, I, like, if, how can I put this? if teenage boys were able to buy your sort of false fannies and all that, you'd never fucking see them. You'd never see them. Yeah, they're not really though. You know, they're it's not a thing. It's not a thing. They're expensive and stuff. I don't know. Like, if sex toys were ready, whereas they like, I don't know. I don't think young girls are that bothered until later on, maybe. But young lads, if you know what I mean, they're out there fucking gaps in sofas and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
But we don't know. Shagging the cushions. We don't know what the world's like now because the internet. Right. You can get anything.
I suppose. Yeah.
Back in the day, like. You could get nothing. You couldn't get anything.
Well, there was no such thing.
No.
Fake fannies. There was nothing.
Nah.
I mean, last week someone was making one out of a Lego, for fuck's sake.
I know.
Shredding his knob a bit.
I don't know if that was
like Tagliatelle.
Was that in the podcast?
Oh, well. You've got that look forward to. Next time we're going holiday, you've got that look forward to, everyone.
Right. It is. I'd not discovered sex toys yet and decided one afternoon with house to myself that I would experiment with a vegetable out of my mum and dad's fridge.
A vegetable.
Yeah. It was a courgette.
Right.
Quite girthy. for first time.
Oh, like, for fuck's sake.
I'd have used a skinny little carrot myself.
Right. Well, get out the fruit and veg drawer. What do you think this is, American pie?
Use the end of a spoon.
Oh, God!
Like a wooden spoon or a spatula.
Oh!
Very skinny.
Wood. Splinters.
Spelky. Oh, right. Anyway.
Porous. Thank you very much.
After doing the
soak it all up.
Why is it not as disgusting if it was a bit of fruit rather than a veg? Is that just my brain?
I mean, I'm,
is
to
it
be
because
fair,
fruit's
I'm,
like sweeten that? Veg is quite.
I don't know. I think, to be fair, I imagine she threw it away afterwards, unless this story ends up in, oh God, that, guys, she's just looked at us. She's just looked at us in a way that says, you're close to the end of the story. Let us finish it. Stop saying it. So, yeah. Tell us which poor fucking family member ended up. Noshing down on this tainted courgette. Tainted courgette.
Oh, funny. After doing the deed, I decided that I did what was needed, and I proceeded to hide it under my bed, feeling pretty proud of myself.
It was even worse. I'd rather it was ended up in the spag ball. Someone's going to find it and it's like a fucking time capsule.
A few weeks went by.
Oh, God almighty!
In brackets, it was also the height of summer. And as I laid in bed, decided to reach for my newfound plaything, only to find that the entire courgette, although looking a similar shape in the darkness of under my bed, had actually completely moulded to the point where when I grabbed it, the entire thing disintegrated in my hand, covering my entire hand in black and green mouldy slime, which left a massive black stain on the cream carpet that I had to explain to my mum sometime later. In says at the bottom, ... I still can't eat courgettes to this day, and it's been 16 years.
That is horrendous.
How? It's 17. Do you not know that stuff goes out of date? But
I am blown away by the stuff that people don't know on this podcast. Like the stuff that people send in. They go, I didn't realise. I mean, it. Oh, man.
To be fair, though, kudos for not putting it back in the drawer.
I'd rather
if the family
draw,
would you?
Yeah, because it's going to get cleaned and it's going to get heated up unless someone eats it raw.
I don't think you need courgette raw.
Well, you know, I didn't think you could fuck yourself with one until just now. So
oh no, you can.
We're all learning.
You can fuck yourself with anything. Literally, look, pick something in this room. Go on.
Log burner.
Oh, mate, I will fuck
actually,
that.
That's got a handle on it, hasn't it?
I'll slide right in there. A little bit uncomfortable, but I'll get my lips around that. No, but. Take a bit of manoeuvring.
Fuck me.
Pick something else.
No, I don't want to play this game. I've already. And now, guess what? You've ruined log burners for us. Getting a gas fire.
Well. Oh. So, I'm sorry, but me shagging stuff in our house puts you off things, does it?
Yeah.
There you go. There's something.
Tainted stuff. Tainted log burner.
Tainted log burner.
Right.
The logs? Maybe not.
Oh, no, no, no.
Not safe. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have so many stories, but I thought just these two snippets would interest you. I used to be cabin crew, and in brackets, now paramedic.
Whoa, fucking hell. Excellent.
Two things you need to know about crew, like a cabin crew, I'm guessing.
I imagine so.
This is the story, by the way. It's just two things about cabin crew. Don't get excited about the paramedic bit. He hasn't given anything about that. On long-haul flights, landing in the morning, we would take it in turns to walk down the cabin to spot the morning erections.
Oh, that's great.
You would then report back to the galley and your colleague would go look.
That's fantastic.
How funny is that?
Lee Evans was right. What? Lee Evans has got an old routine where he says, he's a really old routine where he says they're walking down the thing.
Yeah.
And then he goes, they're not checking your belt. They're going, oh, crotch. It's a really good, really funny routine. He's fucking right.
He's true. He's
best
right.
Comedy
he's
comes
true.
From truth. Fantastic.
That's hilarious. It says another one. As we get more windy in a compressed cabin, we as crew would always let rip as walking in the cabin as passengers face.
They'd right. walk down the aisle just farting at everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it said, you're welcome, anonymous, please.
Wow. Did I tell you Robin woke me up by farting in my face this morning?
Oh, no.
Yeah, just farted in my face. Awful.
For real?
Yeah. He had his underpants on, thank God, or I'm going to have to get some kind of infection.
We nearly had a night together in bed yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Very nearly. It was that thing of Rafe is sleeping a little bit better. Robin sleeps. He's just, I don't know what, he just fucking sometimes comes
he
in.
He just wakes
and
up and thinks, what am I missing? And then comes to see us.
So we went to bed. It must have been about 10:30. Yeah. And we're lying there. Were we cuddling? I can't remember.
We were in a cuddle.
I've
nearly been sick in my mouth. We were cuddling. We were physically coiled up.
And we were like, oh my God, are we going to get a night in our own bed? Like, shit. Right. And then Robin came in.
Robin came running in.
And you can't be mad.
He just can't be mad. Half asleep, a smile on his face. He gets excited and climbs in the middle and comes for a cuddle. And I can't, like we've said it before, he's going to be 16 one day and he's going to be fucking grunting at one, ignoring us. So while he's little, I absolutely
breathing
enjoy
it. Taking it all in.
Taking it all in. Plus, I can't be like, right back to your bed. Because he'd go back to his bed, he'd get upset and then he'll keep coming through again and again. Let him in, let him fall asleep, carry him back through later. It's just, you know. It's easier.
Yeah, you go with him, though.
I'm all for easy.
You go with him.
Of course I go with him, because you and Rafe are a fucking nightmare. Rafe gets angry when I'm in my own bed.
He hates it when you're there.
Yeah.
He absolutely hates it.
That's how I sleep in my situation, man. I'm in one bed with Robin, you're in one bed with Rafe, and it's just for ease.
Yeah.
It's just for ease.
Mate, it's something, not going to lie, something I never thought I'd do, and I think I might have slagged it off years ago.
People, I have.
I think I've probably
it's
been like,
thing,
oh,
yeah.
God. And now I'm like, absolutely just want some shut-eye.
Yeah, just ease.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I need your help settling a debate between me and my husband.
Excellent. Always happy to weigh in.
A few years ago, we were sitting in a pub garden and the weather had turned a bit cold, so I had goosebumps all down my arms. My husband noticed and exclaimed loudly to all within earshot, "Oh, you look so cold. Your pubes are standing on end." I was absolutely mortified. But it was on this day that I found out the man I had been with for several years thought that pubes was a slang term for any type of body hair and had been referring to the peach fuzz on my arms sticking up as pubes. I've challenged his views and he has since revised his stance that pubes include any hair you might gain as you get older and go through puberty. Not just those down there. This means he includes beards, chest hair, underarms, sideburns, etc. to be pube hairs. He stands firm on this, and while I kind of get his logic, I'm still utterly mortified. Please keep me anonymous.
He's wrong. He's a fucking moron. It's called your pubic region.
That is your pubic hair, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. That grows in your pubic region, which is your crotch area where you
call it
every.
It's just literally like everything's a pube.
What eyebrows are pube?
Yeah,
moron.
That's what he says.
Eyelashes?
It didn't say eyelashes.
Get him on the phone. That's ridiculous. Pubes, beard. I mean, it's a diss. If you go to someone's beard, you go, it looks like pubes. That's a proper diss. Uh-huh. It's really upsetting if someone says your beard looks like pubes. He's a moron. I get his thought process of like, it's hairs that you get as you go through puberty.
Mm.
But he's wrong. But it's logically, it does actually make sense. It's a bit, I've gone the other way here. But he is wrong because it's not in your pubic region.
Yeah.
But is your pubic region only called your pubic region because pubic hairs go there? And if he's now claiming that pubic hairs are all hairs, then what? Your whole body's a pubic region.
I think he's wrong. I genuinely think he's wrong. Why? Isn't it sad that pubes are like deemed as rank?
Yeah.
And it gets sad. Remember this? I'd love to be in the 70s. Just like
he's just lazy. You're just lazy. I'm all right now. You don't think they're lush. You just can't be asked to keep it in.
I can't ever be asked. Yeah, no way.
Brilliant.
Like when you were on tour, them were the best days of my life.
Great.
Just. Wild down there.
Looking like a fucking riding on a lion's back.
Honestly, and then people would be like, should we take the kids swimming? And I'm like, oh, not today. When Chris is home, I'll
see why you're swimming in jeans. Just comfortable. Dead comfortable. Just trying to, I've got the, they're a bit big and I'm trying to get them to fit. That they used to do back in
but
the day.
But then do I need to live in a world actually, I need to be a bit more like pubic, women should have hair, but I don't know. I don't know anymore, Chris. Who am I? What should I say?
You want to go on the feminist stance, because when she said women should have hair, guys, she put her arm up in the air like
Rosie the Riveter.
So you believe that you should get on the feminist sort of stance that women should have hair everywhere and shouldn't have to shave it, not because you believe it should be, it's double standards, but because you actually can't be asked to do it.
Yes.
Fair enough. Just wanted to clarify that right there. Lazy fucker.
But sometimes when I have a hairy armpit, I think it's mangy.
Right. Well, that's your own personal opinion, and that's fine.
It's just tricky, though, isn't it?
No.
Because if I went on Instagram, right. Safe space here, I think everyone might not like us who listens, but I think they kind of get my personality.
It's a safe space here because no one can say anything back.
It's
the safest space.
And that.
Fucking great.
I didn't say anything more. But if I said on Instagram, I'd get absolutely fucking annihilated.
Oh, yeah.
What did underarm hair do to you, you bitch? You're not a real woman.
Want to have smooth underarms, then you can have smooth underarms, you know? And that's absolutely fine and it's your choice and I completely support that. And as well, if you want to have hairy armpits, you get out of this fucking house! Disgusting!
But I hate your hairy armpits. I just don't think I like hairy armpits in general.
Whoa.
I don't.
Whoa. I'll happily shave them, I don't like hairy armpits. I think they're
God, yes.
Do you want us to shave my armpits?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fuck, guys, you heard what just forced us to try and do. Send help.
I went out with a guy once who used to shave his legs.
Yeah?
For football.
What, so you'd run faster?
I don't know. Is that why? Is that a thing?
Swimmers do their whole body so they can go faster.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they're trying to shave off milliseconds. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did he shave your leg? Maybe was it a footballing thing?
Must have just liked it. I had a mate once.
When it came back in, though.
I had a mate once whose legs were so hairy, so unbelievably thick of hair, it looked like fucking carpet. Before we went on holiday, he used to shave them, but he just used to give them a number two all over.
Oh, right. I get you.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
I think that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. Number two all over. Z-z-z- sorted.
But I better look nice. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I saw the title for episode 168 was The Worst Smell in the World, where you guys accused cheesy / dirty dicks as being the worst smell in the world.
Okay.
And I would like to contest that.
Wow.
This could be a Rosie's mysteries.
Okay, I'm always up for a mystery.
I was going to do this, but that wasn't the tune, was it?
No.
That we used to do.
What is that? Jurassic Park, that's Jurassic Park. That's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Nothing to do with Rosie's Mysteries. Stop it.
When we're going to let Robin watch Jurassic Park?
Don't know. He watched it once, he was a bit scared.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The new one maybe might be all right.
Maybe. We'll have to pre-watch it.
Oh, I don't mind. I like Jurassic Park.
Right. I went to see the first Jurassic Park when I was 7 and I wasn't scared in the slightest.
Your mum and dad didn't give a fuck.
They didn't, to be fair.
You watched The Terminator when you were like 10?
Well, again,
10.
I was like, no, I was younger than that. It was in my old house. I must have been 5 or 6 when I watched Terminator. Well, I told you I walked through and asked my mum what a motherfucker was and she said, bad word, don't say it again. And I went, no problem. And I went and watched Sarah Connor crush the Terminator in a crusher.
Ooh.
I mean, he cuts his fucking eye out in that film. Oh, and I watched that.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
Would that be good to run to, Terminator? Or Terminator? What's it? Terminator or The Terminator? That's upsetting when people put the at the beginning. I don't want to be one of them.
It's The Terminator.
Is it?
I think it's The Terminator and then Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, you are now running action films.
Yes.
That's the only way you can run.
Yes.
You're watching Oblivion the other day with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Bit of a think of that one. Bit of a slow burner.
Very moments of just
You want like John Wick. You want like Expendables.
Someone said John Wick.
You know what you want? You want the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah, I do actually.
Total unapologetic fucking action, especially when The Rock got involved.
But
fuck me.
Sometimes, though, it's really tricky because if they fall over, I get dead unstable.
You're telling me.
I do?
You're telling me that you're on a treadmill. You're on a treadmill watching an action movie, and if the person on the action movie is running, you run with them, and then if they fall over, you nearly fall over. Fucking hell, you're a dog. You're a dog.
Genuinely, it's a thing. It happens.
You're really weird.
The Divergent. I've been watching the Divergent series, and there's this one bit where she's like being all of the stuff because she is Divergent, so she's being all of the houses.
Sorry. I don't think I've ever heard of. I've never seen Divergent.
What?
But there's this one bit where she's being all of the stuff because she is Divergent. Mm-hmm. That sounds like, I don't know if anyone related to this, but that sounds like, you know when you were younger and you were in school and it would be like, let's play Spider-Man, I'm Spider-Man. But it would be like, they would just say, I'm whatever. So let's play Die Hard, I'm Die Hard. And you go, that's not the character, that's John McClane. It sounded like a six-year-old.
No, she is actually Divergent.
Right, I don't understand. I might fall over. If she falls over, I'll fall off the sofa.
Well, anyway, she's on a building and she's having to like, it's not real. It's like in her head or whatever. Right, what are they called when it's like a...
Like a simulation.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. It's a simulator,
I'm
right?
I'm good with the words.
And she's on a building and she's like having to hook herself and the building's turning. And I literally had to stop running. I was like, I'm gonna do myself an injury.
The point is, though, you're not in a simulation.
Is it because I'm empathetic? Or
it's because you're fucking stupid. It's a simulation. Watch out for me, treadmill. God almighty.
I think people will understand that who run on treadmills.
I do kind of get it.
And they'll be like, yeah.
Well, if you're watching something and they're eating, are you just walking along, running on your treadmill, eating a burger?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, no, sorry, don't be ridiculous.
It can make you quite hungry. Jesus Christ. Anyway, listen, this is going to be... So this, whatever she's going to talk about here, smells worse than a cheesy dick. And I don't think that's possible because I've smelled some right cheesy dicks. Brilliant. My time.
So far this episode, she's fucked a log burner and she's bragged about how many cheesy dicks she's smelled. I don't know why we don't get more awards for this.
I don't think I'll ever work again.
I don't know why we don't get more awards for this. The audience ones, when all these guys vote, fair enough, but the judges, the academics, the critics, why aren't they batting down a door to hand us Arias and all kinds of other stuff?
Oh, while we're on the topic,
right?
Anybody listening, very, very flattered. Anyone listening who might work on the programmes that are the quiz shows, very, very flattered. Thank you so much for asking us. But stop, because I can't. I'm not doing any of them.
She keeps getting us to do, like, the chase, catchphrase, mastermind.
Nah.
She keeps turning them down. We know that loads of people in the industry listen to this podcast, and I love you all so much for listening. People, the respect of your peers is such a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyone in production for any quiz shows, save yourself some time. Stop asking our management if she'll do a quiz show, because you will not do a quiz show. What was the exact reason that you said the other day?
My manager, Lee, sent me, it was, what was it that I got asked to do, the chase?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, this has come through. I'm guessing it's a chew, but I guess it's a no. But as I replied, going, hi, Lee, tell them thank you very much, but no, I'm still thick. So I can't come on your programme. Thank you very much. Really flattered. Could have done with the money, but I'm going to say no, because... Because there's something coming out soon.
Welcome to Mastermind. What's your specialist subject? Not falling over while someone falls over while you're on a treadmill when you're watching them.
There's a TV program coming out soon of one that I did, and I'm genuinely dreading it coming on the telly, and I'll never do one again.
I can't wait.
Nope.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. And then they ask you what you want as your specialist subject, and you tell them, and they go, oh, no.
Oh, they love a bit of that. Yeah, they love a bit of that. What's your special subject? Oh, it's this. Oh, someone else had that. Oh, that doesn't really fit. Can you pick something else? No, I can't.
No, well.
Because guess what? I haven't got 10 fucking specialist subjects because I'm not Stephen Fry.
You know what I picked as mine? And they were like, oh, no.
Did you pick podcasts? And they said no.
I picked Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah, Real Housewives. And they went, no chance.
And then I said podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, shit. I only listen to true crime.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm mortified, but can't, still thick, still thick. Right, let's please find out about the smell, because I'm very off topic. In my early 20s, I used to be a lodger on a dairy farm owned by my friend and her husband.
Haven't people had mental fucking jobs?
Love it.
Isn't this so...
she was a lodger, she wasn't.
Well, she wasn't helping out?
No, she was a lodger, it was a friend who owned the dairy farm.
So she just lived there for a bit?
Yeah.
So why she said lodger? Why is she not saying, I'm living there? I thought a lodger might have meant
that's what it is.
Like
I used to be
in.
A lodger.
Oh, sorry. I thought a lodger might have meant like you're like mucked in.
Oh, maybe she did.
Oh, I don't
do
know.
Do you think that... Oh, is that what it is? So as a lodger, do you pay your way by helping?
I imagine
what year was this?
In 1500s. No, I don't know. I'm sure a lodger... I thought a lodger was the one that...
Oh, we got a lodger.
I thought the
lodger... Helping
lodgers...
out the back, milking the cows.
What? What was that? Jesus. Go on, lodger then. Fucking hell. So hydrated.
The house had old single-paned windows, and it used to get really hot upstairs in the summer. One evening, I came home quite late. Everyone else was asleep and I crept to bed. In my bedroom, there was a pungent smell which can only be described as rotting period blood. I searched high and low in my bedroom for the source of the smell, thinking that the farm dog must have emptied the bathroom bin in the ensuite.
The farm dog. Don't blame the farm dog.
I couldn't find anything, so had to open the windows and go to bed, assuming that this was just my natural smell and that I had suddenly become acutely aware of it. Jesus. Imagine that. Imagine one day being like, I fucking stink.
It's just the, oh God, what's that smell? Oh Jesus, it's the dog to the... Oh, it must be me. Night, night.
In the morning, the smell had gone, so I shut the windows and went out.
Oh God.
However, when I got home, the smell was back, and even stronger than before. I threw the windows open and had another search.
That's something to do with the windows, right?
Then cleaned the bathroom and bleached the bin in case that was the source.
Right.
It honestly smelled like the used sanitary towels and tampons from the past month from the whole town had been dumped into my bedroom.
That's
the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
The whole town?
Mm. Imagine sleeping on a bed of used tampons.
Rosie, don't ever say that to me again.
Oh.
That's one of the worst things I've ever...
It's heart pungent, you know. Oh. Period blood is like... insane. The smell is unbelievable. Like, literally, if you don't empty your bin for a couple of days when you're on your period, the smell hits you. Jesus. In the figure.
All right, we get it. We all get it. We're all upset.
But it's weird upset. Though, isn't it? But it is literally the inner of your like womb kind of just coming away from the walls and just, it's like excreting blood. It's not like blood
this
out your vein.
This is one of the worst descriptions
of
anything.
I think it's
ever.
Old. It's all the blood. It's not like, you know, when you cut
it's
yourself.
It's like I'm not speaking. It's like I'm not speaking and you're still going.
I've told you, I will talk about periods until the day I die.
Yeah, we know.
Or until the day that they stop and then I'll not give a fuck about anything else.
Oh, my God.
During my... It says during my blitz, but I'm just reading it when it's... I thought it said during the blitz. I was like, Jesus, she really is in the past. During my blitz, I noticed there was a lot of flies around.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Not unusual on a dairy farm, I hear you say. I mean,
I didn't say that.
That's horrendous.
I didn't say that. I didn't think that.
I always thought dairy farms sounded quite nice, and now
they
sound horrendous.
It's just, yes.
However, they were all flying down behind my sofa.
Oh my God, what have you done? What's there? What's there?
I pulled out the sofa, and no exaggeration, it disturbed around 250 flies from the source of the smell.
Very, very specific number there.
Yeah,
did she have one of them clickers that Dorman have got? She moves the sofa and she goes, right. 250, fucking hell.
We've never talked about them. Fucking hate them.
The clickers that Dorman have got.
When you walk past, I never knew what they were doing. Yeah. Once upon a time, and I was like, what are they? Yeah. What is this? And it's to count people going. I understand that they are necessary, but very passive aggressive the way they do them.
Get yourself in there.
Well, because some of them kind of hide them away, but some of them make them in your face.
Yeah. I feel like in the face is better, though. Hiding them away, it's like, well, why not? Why are you being secret about counting?
Yeah, what are you lying about your fire eggs, eh? Is it safe in here? Am I going to get out of here?
Yeah.
Am I going to get squished to death in here? In your establishment?
This is the longest question from the public
line
we've ever
What's
done.
The line at
this
the bar?
This is the longest question.
How deep is that line, eh? 10?
How many flies are in here? Have you got one for people and one for flies?
Right, sorry. Sorry, everyone. They were congregating
great
around a dinner plate sized pile of red, reddy brown sludge. And as I got nearer, the stench literally smacked me in the face. I can smell it now just thinking about it. I ran downstairs where the farmer was having his lunch and told him about my findings. He immediately started laughing as he knew what the pile of sludge was.
What the fuck?
Do you know what the pile of sludge is?
Couple of questions. So there's a sofa in this room that exists with 250, specifically
Approx.
250. No, there's specifically 250. Yeah. Not 251, not 249.
No, she said about.
250 flies, specifically, right? In, behind a sofa.
Yes.
So there's a manky smell in this room. Yeah. There's 250 possibly flies behind a sofa.
Yeah.
And the day before, she didn't notice 250 fucking flies.
There's
a dairy farm. There's been on a dairy farm and there's having fucking blinkers on to your own mankiness. And the fact that you said it must be me and just went to sleep. You can hear one fly. 250 flies.
I think there might have been about 10 flies.
I 100% agree.
But it feels like 250, so I see where she's coming from.
So, the it's
and we know that countryside flies are fucking massive.
Oh, they're massive, like fucking sparrows.
Sparrows, sorry,
I got all Geordie there. So,
sparrows.
There's flies, there's a sofa, it's moved, it's stunk. The farmer knows what it is.
What do you think it is?
Is it? And it's Reddy Brown sludge. It's something like, or the dog goes up there to fucking high up. That's where the dog's bee's sick or something. She's looking at us funny.
Holy shit.
Have I guessed it?
Fuck.
Have I guessed it?
Hang on. Listen.
Yeah?
Listen.
Right.
It was calving season, and he explained that the farm dog had been gorging himself on cow placentas. And must have overindulged, then ran into my room to vomit up all the old cow placentas behind my
God. Oh, God, I could cry. Oh, God.
But you were right.
I know I was right, but I wasn't that. Like, I mean, if it was just cow placenta, that would have been really bad. But that's no, cow placenta that's been in the dog's body.
In the dog's stomach.
And the dog's hoed up some cow placenta.
Yeah.
Gorging himself, and he must have overdone it. Hey, to be a farm dog. What a life. What a fucking life that dog's got.
What have you been up the day, Bill?
I love that the farmer's going, by the way, when you're sick, make sure you go and do it in the fucking lodger's room behind their sofa. Don't be sick anywhere else. Bloody tidy farm I'm running here. And where's that 250 flies I ordered?
Oh, there's more. Hang on. I started gagging and he had to go and clean up the mess for me.
Good.
It took months to lift the smell out of the carpet. I mean, get rid of the carpet.
Yeah, burn the house down. Burn the whole farm down. Burn the entire farm down.
Stanley knife fire. That bit of the carpet.
Soy
out.
Milk. Almond milk. Burn that farm to the ground. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell. Gorging himself.
Whenever we recall this story, my friend still finds it funny that I thought that vomited up, rotting, partly digested cow placenta stench was my own natural smell.
Oh, that's just, well, I live on a farm now. Night, night.
I'm sorry, but I can't deal with animal smells and that.
That, like, honestly, I feel sick.
Do you know when you go
past...
That
was worth the wait. That's the longest one I've ever took to do a story, I think. And that was worth the wait. I love that.
But do you know when you're on the motorway and you go past, like, a farm and it's cow, I can't smell it.
Yeah.
It makes us feel physically sick. Oh, people have got horses, God. And they... Honestly, how do you do it? How do you do it? Oh. I couldn't do it. I can't even pick up dog shit, man.
But you know what? I just can't imagine a world where I am fully aware and I'm fully happy and allow my dog to, quote unquote, gorge himself on cow placentas to the point where someone says to me, by the way, there's something red in my... Oh, that'll be the dog hoed up all that cow placenta I let him eat because I'm a responsible owner. Fuck me.
Could that have killed the dog?
No. I imagine it's very highly nutritious for the dog. But still, though.
Still, though.
What
would his face, this dog's face, look like?
Because he'd look like he just went down on Carrie from the movie Carrie.
Ew. I've never seen that film, you know, but I've heard it be, I know what you're talking about. What happens at the end?
They pretend they're a mate and everything, and they get her on, and she goes on stage at the prom, and all the people who've bullied her pretend that she's like, you know, we'll actually think you're amazing, and they spill a load of pig's blood on her to chew her up, and she goes... Full fucking Carrie.
So what is Carrie the film?
She's got like supernatural powers. Spoiler alert.
Has
you'd
she?
Like it. They remade it. If
is
you
it a horror?
The older one. Yeah, it's a horror. It's a really famous horror.
Don't like horrors.
Yeah, but it's not horror like horrors at the minute. It's
does
older.
It say horror?
It's dated. Yeah,
on
it's,
the
it's,
description.
It's a very it's a classic,
it.
Classic horror.
Not watching it.
Yeah.
I
watched the advert for that Smile the other day.
I've heard about this.
Absolutely horrible. I watched the advert. I was horrified.
People
but
are.
I can't do them.
People are fainting in the.
I can't do horror films.
Cinema and stuff.
But
no,
I watch
I don't
them.
Like a horror film. Me.
I watch the adverts because I'm. But I will never watch the films. Mm-hmm. And then I think about the advert and I get scared.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
The only time I liked horror films was when I was younger.
Yeah.
With a boy.
Got you.
And you know.
Bit of cuddling up.
Cuddling. Yeah. Bit of fingering and that.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Not the bad bit.
Good stuff.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network, and I listened for the click. You Chris did was just telling me off because I come in too early.
She comes in far too early. Just like when we're pressing record. Yeah, definitely not with condoms though. Yeah, man's best friend. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. I forgot to say that earlier on because you threw us off with changing bloody questions from the public.
Oh, sorry about that.
The tour is on sale now. There's still tickets available for some of the venues next year. We'll be glad to see you there. Very excited. Looking forward to that. It's starting to come together. Starting to come together. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.